quicker pass. You got to be ready to break if you're off, and if you're pressed, then you just got to be, you know, quick to get your head around. Depending on after you get your hands on, getting the head turned around, seeing the ball, that's just something we're gonna got to have in the back of our mind when we're playing. So yeah.
Brad, I know that your safety bailed on that touchdown to Britt, but you were in front of him. What happened there in the end zone? Like when you take yourself through it, because it looked like Britt got in front of you after you were already in front of him.
Yeah.
And does contact?
When I was, was trying to get around him, but I guess I might have put myself in not the best position when I tried to stay out of contact. But hey, if I could get that play back, I would have played it differently.
Did you play it different that way because you saw Malcolm run up and you knew you had no help at that point, or did you not even know?
I'm not going to say I knew where he was exactly, but, you know, that's the way the play turned out Sunday. So.
I think he had like 5.5 seconds to before he went back.
For you, you must have been wondering, like, realizing the play's still going on.
You know, when you play corner, the down's never over till it's over, and that's just one of the things that you live with when you play out there.
Do the contact rules that they've been stressing after 5 yards kind of factor in at all? I mean, because like I said,
just something in the back of your head, but you know, you play with it. Everybody's getting used to it now, so as we're going into the 6th week here, everybody's getting pretty used to the way the game's played now, the way the game's called now, and everything's good. Yeah.